This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila.
And we are Spy Fat Chicks.
And this week's episode is going to be about a place that we went to in the Five Points Mall called Mama's. We broke the rule. There's apparently this rule invented by an author that he said that he heard from a black madam in New Orleans, but apparently it was in a letter that somebody sent to him. How's it go? Never play cards with a man named Doc.
Never eat at a place called Mom's.
And never go to bed with a woman whose troubles are larger than your own.
Yes. And we broke rule number two. So, by the way, we are recording at home. We're not out any place interesting, though we do have some Tim Hortons coffee.
It's roll up the rim to win for all the Canadian listeners.
And for the Americans who have no idea what that is, it's a contest kind of like McDonald's Monopoly, but it's just all instant win pieces, and you roll up the little curled piece on the coffee cup around the lip, and that's where your game piece is.
And like, since the 90s, they've had a Scottish guy doing the pitch for it.
And it's like a huge deal up here, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So last year, I'd never heard of it, because it was
my first year
in Canada,
yeah.
And we were at work.
I forgot to prep you for it.
And the one guy came into work, and he was laughing, so it was around, like, it was after midnight, and he's like, yeah, this one lady kept going back and forth in the drive-thru until it was midnight, so she could get her roll up the rim to win piece. I'm like, what? So it was the first day of the contest. So
yeah.
Anyway. Mama's classic diner food.
Home cooking.
Yeah.
And it was really, really good. I'd eaten there a couple times before we moved down to the States, and I told Tracy, you know, hey, I've been there before, it's pretty good. I imagine it still is. It looks the same. It looks like it's like a little diner.
Yeah.
It's like a diner motif meets little old Italian lady living room.
And we even have to set the atmosphere of the mall. Five Points Mall, I don't know how it's still around, because it's a very 80s kind of mall.
Yeah, it is.
It feels like the 1980s when you're in there. It's not a very large mall. They don't have really any huge anchor stores except for Zellers. There's a couple other good stores in there, but it's not... When I think mall, I think Oshawa Center. I think Ross Park Mall.
McKnight Road.
Yeah, the stuff on McKnight Road. I think these huge shopping arenas where it takes all day.
Right.
And this is... It reminds me in a way of what the one mall in Morgantown must have been like before it kind of went under.
Belly up.
Yeah, the dirt mall. The one that was by Walmart. Where
yeah.
Even when we
is
moved
it the Mountaineer
there,
Mall?
I think that's the Mountaineer Mall. Even when we moved there, it wasn't bad.
Right.
But, like, over the couple years, it just... There was nothing left.
The anchor store became a Goodwill.
Well, actually, it wasn't even a Goodwill. Oh, yeah, the Goodwill was in that mall, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah, it had problems. But this is, like, what that mall must have been like in its heyday.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute.
It is very cute.
I like Five Points Mall. I enjoy walking around in it. And there's no real food court in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple little food vendors, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And then there's Mama's. So, we went in, and we were at the mall just kind of wandering around doing a little shopping, and we had a dilemma. Do we eat at Zellers, or do we eat at Mama's? Because Zellers has...
A lunch counter.
A lunch counter. A nice little throwback to the day.
Made me think of Warriors and Woolworths by the X-Ray Specs, great 70s female punk band.
Well, lunch counters are classic... I'm going to say Americana, even though we're in Canada. It's a classic piece of Americana. Woolworths had a lunch counter. Hills had the snack counter when
mm-hmm.
Hills were still around. Kmart had one. We used to have a store kind of like those department stores called Zayres, and it was Z-A-Y-R-E-S. My dad used to work at one.
Yeah.
And they had, like, the classic lunch counter in the back, complete with the that red-orange decor, that color.
Oh, the 70s?
Yeah,
yeah,
the stools. They were the chrome stools, and the padded part on top was that red-orange.
Oh, God.
He didn't work there much when I came around. I think he worked there more in the summers when my sister was younger.
Yeah, because he was a math teacher, so it was during the summers that he worked there.
Yeah, so right around when I was three or so, he stopped working there. But I remember going down with my mom and my sister to pick him up, and he'd send us back to the snack counter to wait while he was doing his thing, which was really a lunch counter, so it was like a full-service counter.
Yeah.
I remember sitting on the stools and spitting around a lot. So.
Right.
But it's a classic thing, and I thought back, and I thought, you know, I don't think I've ever eaten at a lunch counter like that.
Hmm. I have before.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, I had a Zellers credit card, shamefully, so I'd go and spend money at Zellers eating out.
And you said their food's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's like kind of like diner food,
yeah,
really. But it's in a store. And I was doing some preparation for the show, and I put in lunch counter, and Wikipedia immediately came up saying that it was something that was in five and dime stores. And something I didn't realize was that a five and dime store today would be the dollar store. It'd be like if your Dollar General or Dollarama had a lunch counter in it. Because if you actually take, and I actually used the calculator because I didn't believe it. I fact-checked this
bad
boy.
Which is good, because it's on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
you never
exactly.
know.
It said that in 1913, 5 cents if you translate and adjust for inflation now, is a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, that's not true. And then I did it. I used the Bank of Canada website, and I'm like, oh, it totally is a dollar. Oh, okay. But things were different then, mm-hmm. obviously. Dollar stores, it wasn't the place where the ladies who lunch shopped.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the same kind of dollar store as we have now, where we have all these things made in China.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was made in Canada or the States, respectively, but there was also a lower standard of living then, so it's all relative, right?
Exactly. And I think lunch counter, I always think Woolworths. Mm-hmm. I mean, those two are just intertwined in my mind. I never ate at one. We had two Woolworths where I grew up. There used to be one downtown in Ambridge, and it didn't last very long. And I think it even said it was a 5 and 10 Woolworths store or something on the sign. And I bought a backpack there. That's my only thing I remember buying. I saved up my pennies as a really little kid, like kindergarten age, because I wanted a backpack. Because all the cool kids had backpacks, and I had like a regular bag, and I felt left out. So I spent like, you know, my savings, all $15 of it or something. It took me like months to save up and got that. And then we had a Woolworths at Beaver Valley Mall. And they actually had the lunch counter in it. It was like almost like a side restaurant. And if you didn't know any better, you would think it was an Eaton Park, because that's kind of what it looked like inside. Which Eaton Park is a diner chain kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that this is all tied together.
You know, you're getting like hamburgers, fries, maybe grilled cheeses, stuff like that.
But you think of the heyday of those stores, too, is really kind of before fast food. So they filled the gap when you were out shopping that you wouldn't be able to fill otherwise.
Right. Because you didn't have there's food like McDonald's and in Walmart.
Yeah,
but
it's the modern lunch counter.
It is.
Sadly enough. Though some have Subways.
Yeah, which is kind of nice.
But even continuing that, Target has their own snack counter.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they usually have Starbucks in them as well. So it's...
Yeah, the Target snack counter is actually really good.
Yeah, they had like good soup. We've gotten a couple things from them. Their little pizzas are good too. But it's been... It's a tradition that's still there. It's just mutated to where we don't quite recognize it for what it once was. Because you look at the Zeller's lunch counter, which looks like a little restaurant, and then you look at the Target snack counter, and you're like, wait a second. Similar stores, totally different food connections to it.
Right.
So
it's just showing how culture evolves and changes.
Okay. So we went through our little dilemma. Do we eat at Zeller's or we go to Mama's? And I couldn't resist Mama's because it looks so cute. And it has a cool name.
Yeah.
How
so
you turn down Mama's?
Exactly. Home cooking.
Oh,
and it did taste like home cooking, actually. I got the lasagna, and it was really good. The sauce was amazing in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was going to be super, super horribly huge. I ate what I thought was half of it, and I actually ate 3/4 of it. And then I was like, well, there's not really enough to take home, so I just ate the rest of it.
Well, I helped. It was it was a trough of lasagna. Hers came out in one of those, like, baking pans that... It was a good, healthy serving of lasagna. It was almost double what we'd probably cut at home for ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And it had a lot of ricotta in it.
Yeah.
It was very creamy.
It was good.
It was perfect.
And what did you have?
I had the grilled chicken parmesan, which we went through the menu. Their menu was really big.
Extensive.
For what we would consider, like, a diner kind of place, they had a good menu. They had lunch things, they had dinner items, they had specials.
Yeah.
They had a huge board out front before you walk in with all their specials for the day, and they had quite a few things on there. They do salads, they do sandwiches, all the classics you would think of. They had breakfast, all-day breakfast, I believe, on the menu.
Yeah, and that's what I had there before, was the breakfast, and I remember it being really good. Their prices were probably about, what, $10 a person?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit less, depending on what you order?
Anywhere between, I say, 8 and 15. 15 would be if you're getting, like, the Mama's...
The dinner.
The steak thing.
Because they had, like, steak... It was like a New York strip steak dinner.
Yeah. They had some nice dinners on there. They had...
It reminded me of truck stops, too.
Yeah.
It was like a truck stop without a gas station in a mall.
It reminded me of... There was a chain... I cannot remember the name of it, and it wasn't a Denny's, and it wasn't a Friendly's. Oh, the name, it's going to come to me at 4 in the morning. I'm going to sit straight up in bed and say, blah. And I remember going there with my grandparents, and it had exactly the same kind of food, but it was a very small chain, probably a tri-state area chain.
Mm.
It was out in the one plaza right before the Beaver Valley Mall where the one cinema was. I'm sure someone's going to email me, probably my sister or someone, and say, it was blah. But they would serve food like that. But it reminds me a little bit of an Eaton Park.
Speaking of truck stops, we should totally do a review of the Fifth Wheel.
Yes.
It's a great little truck stop chain along the 401 in Ontario, and there's like 5 or 6 locations. So, and I've eaten at probably 3 of them, because I've been to the Cornwall one, I've been to the Belleville one, and I've been to the one, I think it's like in Ajax or Pickering, or am I, no, it's in Bowmanville. So,
because there's also that truck stop in Whitby, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which,
truck stops.
Truck stops. Oh, yeah. Truck stop food can be really good. But anyway, back to Mama's.
Right.
So I had, the menu, great, lots of variety, prices are really good, but I had the grilled chicken parmesan, and I was intrigued because it sounded healthy. I'm like, oh, it's grilled. I know there's a ton of cheese on it, but hey, it's not, you know, fried and everything.
And baked in its own grease.
So fantastic. It was a nice hearty chicken breast that they had butterflied in half. I guess it'd be just cut in half, not really butterflied, because it wasn't still attached.
Mm-hmm.
So it would cook quickly. I don't know what they marinated in or brush on it when they cook it, but it's really good. It's very kind of tangy, but still kind of mellow. There's a good blend of spices on it. Their sauce was the same sauce I think you had
in
your lasagna, and their marinara is really tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't compare it to, like, somebody from Italy.
Right.
Who makes their own. It's not Italian
Italian-American food.
It's hearty home-cooked food.
Yeah.
And the cheese on it was very generous cheese helping on it. Mine came with... I had my choice of potato. It could have been fried, roasted, mashed, or baked. I ended up going with the roasted. And
that
I think there
good.
Were, like, two giant potatoes, like, quartered up and roasted, put on with this. I didn't even finish my potatoes. There were so many. And it came with coleslaw. And that was, like, the wee find of the day, because it came with this little cup of coleslaw that you look in it and think, well, that's not very much coleslaw. And there was, like, a wormhole in the middle of the cup, because I kept pulling more and more coleslaw out of it as I ate it. And it was the vinegar coleslaw, the string-cut vinegar
stuff. That you love.
Like, the Primanti-style coleslaw.
Yeah.
So I was extra excited. Like, oh, I love it. So I scarfed the coleslaw. I was very full after mine. Mine was probably a good 3.5-4 on the Aaron scale.
Yeah.
Yours, I'd say, was probably, again, a 3.5-4 on the Aaron scale.
I was just pleasantly full.
Yeah.
It wasn't overly huge portioned, but it was ample portions.
Yes. But it was perfect home cooking food. It's exactly what I would expect if I went into a diner or I went into a lunch counter.
Yeah.
If you're in the North End and
you're going to Five Points Mall, check out Mama's.
If you're on Taunton, bopping around up and down Taunton doing stuff.
You don't feel like going to a chain. You want something a little bit more...
There's not much variety on our end of Taunton, is there?
Yeah. You want something a little bit more homey, you know? Check out Mama's.
Definitely. They do have desserts there. They even have the little dessert case behind the counter.
Yeah.
So we didn't get dessert because we're trying to be a little bit healthier right now. Don't know if we're succeeding or not.
Well, this is all in preparation, too, and this leads into other news.
Yes.
That Spencer's coming to visit. Yay!
Yes. We're excited.
So there probably won't be an episode next Monday.
Correct.
But there'll be probably a giant episode the Monday after that.
Correct.
Because we're going to try and get him to podcast with us. Shh, don't tell. Spencer, if you're listening to this, shh, don't listen to that.
Yes. But, so we didn't get dessert. I think we're going to go back and do homework and get dessert another day. Just go in for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that really surprised me with Mama's is they're a full-service bar.
Yeah.
They have this cute little tiny bar when you go in. Like, when you walk in the place, there's the front area where the register is, and there's a couple booths and tables. And then if you keep walking, you go past this tiny, cute little bar that's by the counter, and it looks like a bar. It's, like, wooden, and it has glasses hanging up and bottles behind it.
Yeah, like
but
a proper,
like,
bar.
Like, 4 feet wide. It's so cute.
And if in miniature.
Yeah. If you keep walking past that, there's a huge dining area. So they have a lot of space there. It looks like it's a tiny little store, but it has a small storefront, large dining capabilities once you get through it.
Yeah, there's plenty of space.
Oh, yes.
You're not cramped at all.
Yes, but you can even get a drink,
mm-hmm.
get a mixed drink, have a nice dinner, go out, something different instead of going to one of the chains. Very
Definitely.
Much recommend.
So, is that pretty much it for Mama's?
Because
we have some other news to take care of, too.
Yeah, the only other thing I wanted to add, too, is it was a good sign when we went in, so it was right around 4 o'clock, and there were a lot of older people eating there.
Yeah.
And older people are kind of picky eaters. So if I walk in someplace early and I see a lot of folk of that age there,
yeah,
I think it's
elders.
A good sign. Elders. My elders are there.
Yes.
I consider that a good sign for that kind of place.
Right.
That means
the
food's probably decent.
They don't continue to patronize places that aren't good.
No.
So if you know that they're sticking around, you know it's a good place.
And the service was great.
Yeah.
A really friendly
waitress.
We had
a great waitress.
She was a real sweetie. I mean, the whole place, just nice, comfy, homey vibe. We're definitely going to go back there, I'm sure.
For sure.
Okay, so on to other news.
Okay, we have some bad news.
Very depressing.
Actually, really bad. Not personally to us, but it definitely affects us because it looks like Pete's has been closed. Not due to, like, any sort of...
No health code
health
violations.
Health code violation
no.
or anything like that. It looks like, unfortunately, it's something to do with the lease, something financial.
We don't know the
Don't
details.
Know the details.
Not going to spread rumors, but
no.
we do know they're not open right now.
Hopefully things work out for them.
Yes.
Because they have great food. you know, I hope things work out for Pete so that he can open his doors back up again and we can go down there and eat again, because mm-hmm. he has great food.
Yeah. We are going to keep our eyes and ears open, and when they do open, I hope it's a when. I'm going to be optimistic.
Yeah.
We will let everybody know, for those who are in the Oshawa area, because it's a great place, and so we recommend you check it out if you're looking for a lunch spot downtown.
It would be a real shame if they couldn't reopen.
Yeah, because
it's
hearty, again, almost diner food, but not quite. It's lunch food. Mm-hmm. Good burgers, good sandwiches, good salads, good desserts. So,
let's see. Other news is we actually have over 2,000 hits.
2,000 episode listens or downloads.
Right.
Yes.
So, which means that 2,000 times someone has listened to it online, downloaded it, or listened to it through iTunes.
No, you download it if you listen to it through iTunes.
Okay.
I believe. Yes.
So, that's awesome. That's great.
That probably would be more if I'd actually get off my butt and get us on the Zune Marketplace, too.
So, we might be coming to a Zune near you.
Hopefully, if I get around to it.
If you want to help us out, which would be awesome, mm-hmm. Either subscribe to us on Podbean, or go to iTunes and go ahead and give us a review, because that also pumps up our numbers. Right mm-hmm. now, I think we only have two reviews. One's like Spencer, and I think the other one is Jen Strobel mm-hmm. from Pittsburgh. Thank you, guys. But if somebody listening would like to do that, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. It helps us a
helps
lot.
Our numbers up.
And becoming our fan on Podbean helps us become a promoted podcast on their website. And we mm-hmm. already do show up on, when you go to the food tag, sometimes as a promoted podcast on the side.
Sometimes
we've gotten enough hits that we do have that now, but we would like to be promoted more through them.
Yeah.
And we don't get anything out of this. We don't get any money. We just like doing it. It's fun.
Yeah, this is purely a hobby. If you're wondering, if you're picturing us eating brie on leather chaises, no.
Being supported by, or financially supported by our podcast, no, that doesn't happen.
It's just fun, and I'd like to see it succeed, because it's a fun thing to do.
And if anybody else would really like to help out, if you like the podcast, give us an email at the podcast email address, which we have gotten stuff there before, is byfatchicks@gmail.com, all one word. And we can email you the PDF for the flyer that we put up whenever we bop around various places. If you've got, you know, a community board somewhere, you can put the flyer up. See if anybody else is interested in taking a look at us, or rather taking a listen to us.
Yeah.
It's a short podcast today, but we're really kind of geared up for our friend to come visit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to probably do some follow-up episodes about some places around town that he wants to check out.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a nice, meaty pubcast probably coming up after this. So we're sorry we're ripping you off this week, but hey, we'll make up for it.
Definitely.
Yes. And I also am reading a book about coffee right now, so I think we're going to have a book review coming up soon, too, on coffee and
caffeine. And you just finished reading Julia Child, My Life in France.
Fantastic book. I don't know if I'm going to do a full episode on it.
Right. I'll add to the Goodreads list, though.
Yes. Anybody who has seen Julia and or read the book, you really want to check out Julia Child's My Life in France. She wrote it with her grandnephew. It's as close to an autobiography as you're going to get from her. Well, obviously now, because she's dead.
Mm.
But it's very well written. He managed to keep her tone throughout the whole book. It feels like she's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a ton about cooking just reading it.
That's awesome.
I learned all kinds of neat things that I didn't know before. If I didn't want to start checking out Mastering the Art of French Cooking just from Julia and Julia, I would definitely want to check it out now after reading her book. I have more of a healthy respect for French cooking,
mm-hmm.
the way she looks at it, versus how some of the snooty food people look at it.
Yeah.
Because French cooking should be simple. It should not be complex.
Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty much it.
I think that's it. We are looking forward to recording later this week and giving you lots of good stuff. So this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we're Spy Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this Spy Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.